So we've got a menagerie of topics to talk to Bob about. Good morning. How are you?
Tony, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. I was pretty excited this morning when I read that Flint kid, who's just 17, Clarissa Shields, won a gold medal in boxing. That's pretty cool.
It sure is. I watched the bout, and boy, she was pretty happy, wasn't she, after it was all over? And given the fact that she's been through so much in her young 17 years of her life, you had to feel really, really great for the kid. I mean, God bless her. She was a marvelous girl.
How do you get so good at such a young age?
Well, dedication. It's amazing what these kids are doing. And, you know, I mean, people that blazed the trail before them, the Magic Johnsons, the Todd Martins, the Kevin Jacksons, the John Smoltz, you know, she come from a real strong boxing area and had a lot of boxers before her to look up to. And I think, you know, I think that all weighs into, you know, a young kid's motivation, progression, and, you know, getting better in a hurry. They just, you know, kids are so good at adapting that, you know, she just got started at an early age, and the enthusiasm took off after that.
And you mentioned that she comes from challenging circumstances.
Oh, boy, she sure does. I mean, if you saw the little piece before her bout about her father being in and out of prison and the area that she lived, I mean, we all know that Flint is an economically depressed area and a lot of drugs and a lot of crime going on there. So you take a girl like that, and especially being a girl, because girls seem to be, you know, they seem to be targets in different ways more than young men are. You know, she had to have tremendous stamina to fight back all of the temptations to take her off the beaten path that one would have to be on solid ground to get to a gold medal. I mean, she's some kind of a special kid, and God bless her.
Bob, would you tell her to turn pro or stay amateur?
Well, you know, I mean, I would think probably the pro ranks aren't really that great for women yet. They may get there, but, you know, if she could stay amateur and capitalize on some endorsements and maybe do another 4 years, I mean, she's only 17, so, I mean, basically she's going to be 21 years old, which is still relatively young for any kind of an athlete. I would say stay amateur, maybe try to use her publicity and notoriety to get some endorsements to go to college. I mean, there's a lot out there for her. There's no doubt about it. I mean, she has got some tough decisions and choices to make. I just hope the people that are surrounding her, Tony, are working in her best interest. And, you know, a lot of times when money's involved, that's not always the case.
Bob, recently you were part of the Greater Lansing Sports Hall of Fame inductions. Irvin Johnson and his 1977 Everett team was one of the groups that was elected in, as well as his sister, Evelyn. I actually saw her play, and I saw that Everett team play a couple of times too. But in regards to that, Magic Johnson made a financial commitment, which you're really proud of.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, that's what makes Magic Lansing's most favorite son. He just blew us away when he stepped up to the microphone and put his money where his mouth is and said, listen, we believe in the concept of what you guys are trying to do right here in our community. And to show you that, we want to donate $100,000. Cookie and I want to donate $100,000 to your cause. And I was just stunned. I mean, I was literally stunned. I just completed what I felt was a heartfelt letter to Magic, and I wanted to wait and send it off to him when the advertisement came out in the paper the other day, the full-page ad that we took out to try to some way honor him for, you know, not all the good things that he's done here, but done all across the world. I mean, this guy is a tremendous ambassador, and how fortunate are we to have Magic Johnson from the town of Lansing, Michigan, you know. And you look at Jordan Weaver, and you look at John Smoltz and Todd Martin and Judy Brown Clark, and, I mean, look at all the people, Tony, that this small community has produced. I dare say there's not a community our size that's produced the great amount of athletes that we have. I really feel fortunate, and we are so privileged and happy and thankful to Magic and his wife.
What will you do with that money?
Well, basically it costs us about $20,000 a year it cost us $21,000 to put on the banquet this year. That's to pay everything from beginning to end. And so we're going to use for the next 5 years, we're going to use his money to pay for all the expenses of the banquet so we can honor these athletes. And then from our other sponsors, Auto Owners Insurance Company and Dean Trailways, Kelly Dean, our good friend, we're going to use their money to purchase stuff to enhance the Hall of Fame, display cases, shadow box cases that we can put jerseys in, and just a kiosk to kind of tell the history throughout the decades of the Hall of Fame. Just do more to promote the Hall of Fame itself. So we're on good ground right now. I don't know that we've ever been this solid. And we're not going to stop here. We're going to continue to move forward. And what we're going to try to do is make this the very best Hall of Fame in the entire state of Michigan, if not the Midwest.
All right, Bob. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
All right, Tony. Take care.